He that is born in thy house, and he that is bought with thy money, must needs be circumcised. And my covenant shall be in your flesh for an everlasting covenant. And the servant said unto him, Peradventure the woman will not be willing to follow me unto this land. Must I needs bring thy son again unto the land from whence thou camest? And Laban said, It must not be so done in our country, to give the younger before the firstborn. And Jacob came out of the field in the evening, and Leah went out to meet him, and said, Thou must come in unto me, for surely I have hired thee with my son's mandrakes. And he lay with her that night. And their father Israel said unto them, If it must be so now, do this. Take of the best fruits in the land in your vessels, and carry down the man a present, a little balm, and a little honey, spices, and myrrh, nuts, and almonds. And the time drew nigh that Israel must die, and he called his son Joseph, and said unto him, If now I have found grace in thy sight, put, I pray thee, thy hand under my thigh, and deal kindly and truly with me. Bury me not, I pray thee, in Egypt. And Moses said, We will go with our young, and with our old, with our sons, and with our daughters, with our flocks, and with our herds will we go, for we must hold a feast unto the Lord. And Moses said, Thou must give us also sacrifice and burnt offerings, that we may sacrifice unto the Lord our God. Our cattle also shall go with us. There shall not an hoof be left behind, for thereof must we take to serve the Lord our God, and we know not with what we must serve the Lord until we come thither. And in the first day there shall be an holy convocation, and in the seventh day there shall be an holy convocation to you. No manner of work shall be done in them, save that which every man must eat, that only may be done of you. And thou shalt teach them ordinances and laws, and shalt show them the way wherein they must walk, and the work that they must do. And upon whatsoever any of them, when they are dead, doth fall, it shall be unclean. Whether it be any vessel of wood, or raiment, or skin, or sack, whatsoever vessel it be wherein any work is done, it must be put into water, and it shall be unclean until the even, so it shall be cleansed. And on the 15th day of the same month is the feast of unleavened bread unto the Lord. 7 days ye must eat unleavened bread. This is the law of the Nazarite who hath vowed, and of his offering unto the Lord for his separation, beside that that his hand shall get, according to the vow which he vowed, so he must do after the law of his separation. Neither must the children of Israel henceforth come nigh the tabernacle of the congregation, lest they bear sin and die. And Moses and Aaron gathered the congregation together before the rock, and he said unto them, Hear now, ye rebels, must we fetch you water out of this rock? And he answered and said, Must I not take heed to speak that which the Lord hath put in my mouth? But Balaam answered and said unto Balak, Told not I thee, saying, All that the Lord speaketh, that I must do. And ye came near unto me, every one of you, and said, We will send men before us, and they shall search us out the land, and bring us word again by what way we must go up, and into what cities we shall come. But I must die in this land, I must not go over Jordan, but ye shall go over and possess that good land. But thou must eat them before the Lord thy God in the place which the Lord thy God shall choose, thou, and thy son, and thy daughter, and thy manservant, and thy maidservant, and the Levite that is within thy gates. And thou shalt rejoice before the Lord thy God in all that thou puttest thine hands unto. And Moses called unto Joshua, and said unto him in the sight of all Israel, Be strong and of a good courage. For thou must go with this people unto the land which the Lord hath sworn unto their fathers to give them, and thou shalt cause them to inherit it. And the Lord said unto Moses, Behold, thy days approach, that thou must die. Call Joshua, and present yourselves in the tabernacle of the congregation, that I may give him a charge. And Moses and Joshua went, and presented themselves in the tabernacle of the congregation. Yet there shall be a space between you and it, about 2,000 cubits by measure. Come not near unto it, that ye may know the way by which ye must go, for ye have not passed this way heretofore. But that ye must turn away this day from following the Lord? And it'll be, seeing ye rebelled today against the Lord, that tomorrow he will be wroth with the whole congregation of Israel. And the angel of the Lord said unto Manoah, Though thou detain me, I will not eat of thy bread.
And if thou wilt offer a burnt offering, thou must offer it unto the Lord. For Manoah knew not that he was an angel of the Lord.
And they said, There must be an inheritance for them that be escaped of Benjamin, that a tribe be not destroyed out of Israel. Then said Boaz, What day thou buyest the field at the hand of Naomi, thou must buy it also of Ruth the Moabitess, the wife of the dead, to raise up the name of the dead upon his inheritance. Then Saul said to Jonathan, Tell me what thou hast done. And Jonathan told him, and said, I did but taste a little honey with the end of the rod that was in mine hand, and lo, I must die. For we must needs die, and are as water spilt on the ground which cannot be gathered up again. Neither doth God respect any person, yet doth he devise means, that his banished be not expelled from him. The God of Israel said, The Rock of Israel spake to me, He that ruleth over men must be just, ruling in the fear of God. But the man that shall touch them must be fenced with iron and the staff of a spear, and they shall be utterly burned with fire in the same place. It came to pass at noon that Elijah mocked them and said, Cry aloud, for he is a god. Either he is talking, or he is pursuing, or he is in a journey, or peradventure he sleepeth and must be awaked. And it shall come to pass, when thy days be expired, that thou must go to be with thy fathers, that I will raise up thy seed after thee, which shall be of thy sons, and I will establish his kingdom. And David said, Solomon my son is young and tender, and the house that is to be builded for the Lord must be exceeding magnifical, of fame and of glory throughout all countries. I will therefore now make preparation for it. So David prepared abundantly before his death. Then all the congregation answered and said with a loud voice, As thou hast said, so must we do. Be ye not as the horse or as the mule, which have no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with bit and bridle, lest they come near unto thee. A man that hath friends must show himself friendly, and there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. A man of great wrath shall suffer punishment, for if thou deliver him, yet thou must do it again. If the iron be blunt, and he do not whet the edge, then must he put to more strength. But wisdom is profitable to direct. My vineyard, which is mine, is before me. Thou, O Solomon, must have 1,000, and those that keep the fruit thereof 200. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. They are upright as the palm tree, but speak not. They must needs be born, because they cannot go. Be not afraid of them. For they cannot do evil, neither also is it in them to do good. Woe is me for my hurt. My wound is grievous. But I said, Truly this is a grief, and I must bear it. Seemeth it a small thing unto you to have eaten up the good pasture, but ye must tread down with your feet the residue of your pastures? And to have drunk of the deep waters, but ye must foul the residue with your feet? From that time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples how that he must go unto Jerusalem, and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and be raised again the third day. And his disciples asked him, saying, Why then say the scribes that Elias must first come? Woe unto the world because of offences, for it must needs be that offences come, but woe to that man by whom the offence cometh. And ye shall hear of wars and rumours of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. But how then shall the scriptures be fulfilled, that thus it must be? And no man putteth new wine into old bottles, else the new wine doth burst the bottles, and the wine is spilled, and the bottles will be marred. But new wine must be put into new bottles. And he began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things, and be rejected of the elders, and of the chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. And they asked him, saying, Why say the scribes that Elias must first come? And he answered and told them, Elias verily cometh first, and restoreth all things. And how it is written of the Son of Man that he must suffer many things, and be set at naught. And when ye shall hear of wars, and rumors of wars, be not troubled, for such things must needs be, but the end shall not be yet. And the gospel must first be published among all nations. I was daily with you in the temple teaching, and ye took me not. But the scriptures must be fulfilled. And he said unto them, How is it that ye sought me? Wist ye not that I must be about my Father's business? And he said unto them, I must preach the kingdom of God to other cities also, for therefore am I sent. But new wine must be put into new bottles, and both are preserved, saying, The Son of Man must suffer many things, and be rejected of the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be slain, and be raised the third day. Nevertheless, I must walk today, and tomorrow, and the day following, for it cannot be that a prophet perish out of Jerusalem. And they all with one consent began to make excuse. The first said unto him, I have bought a piece of ground, and I must needs go and see it. I pray thee have me excused. But first must he suffer many things, and be rejected of this generation. When Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him, and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste. But when he shall hear of wars and commotions, be not terrified, for these things must first come to pass, but the end is not by and by. Then came the day of unleavened bread, when the Passover must be killed. For I say unto you, that this that is written must yet be accomplished in me. And he was reckoned among the transgressors, for the things concerning me have an end. For of necessity he must release one unto them at the feast. The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, and be crucified, and the third day rise again. And he said unto them, These are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which are written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms concerning me. Marvel not that I said unto thee, Ye must be born again. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. He must increase, but I must decrease. He must needs go through Samaria. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. And other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. The people answered him, We have heard out of the law that Christ abideth for ever. And how sayest thou, The Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man? For as yet they knew not the Scripture that he must rise again from the dead. Men and brethren, this Scripture must needs have been fulfilled, which the Holy Ghost by the mouth of David spake before concerning Judas, which was guide to them that took Jesus, beginning from the baptism of John, unto that same day that he was taken up from us, must one be ordained to be a witness with us of his resurrection, whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved. And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, Arise, and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. For I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. Confirming the souls of the disciples, and exhorting them to continue in the faith, and that we must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of God. Forasmuch as we have heard that certain which went out from us have troubled you with words, subverting your souls, saying, You must be circumcised and keep the law, to whom we gave no such commandment, them out and said, Sirs, what must I do to be saved? Opening and alleging that Christ must needs have suffered and risen again from the dead, and that this Jesus, whom I preach unto you, is Christ, but bade them farewell, saying, I must by all means keep this feast that cometh in Jerusalem, but I will return again unto you, if God will. And he sailed from Ephesus, and after these things were ended, Paul purposed in the Spirit, when he had passed through Macedonia and Achaia, to go to Jerusalem, saying, After I have been there, I must also see Rome. What is it, therefore, the multitude must needs come together, for they will hear that thou art come. And the night following, the Lord stood by him and said, Be of good cheer, Paul, for as thou hast testified of me in Jerusalem, so must thou bear witness also at Rome. Fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar, and lo, God hath given thee all them that sail with thee, howbeit we must be cast upon a certain island. Wherefore you must needs be subject not only for wrath, but also for conscience' sake. Yet not altogether with the fornicators of this world, or with the covetous, or extortioners, or with idolaters. For then must ye needs go out of the world. For there must be also heresies among you, that they which are approved may be made manifest among you. For he must reign till he hath put all enemies under his feet. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that every one may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. If I must needs glory, I will glory of the things which concern mine infirmities. A bishop then must be blameless, the husband of one wife, vigilant, sober, of good behavior, given to hospitality, apt to teach. Moreover, he must have a good report of them which are without, lest he fall into reproach and the snare of the devil. Likewise must the deacons be grave, not double-tongued, not given to much wine, not greedy of filthy lucre. Even so must their wives be grave, not slanderers, sober, faithful in all things. The husbandman that laboreth must be first partaker of the fruits. And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient. For a bishop must be blameless as a steward of God, not self-willed, not soon angry, not given to wine, no striker, not given to filthy lucre, whose mouths must be stopped, who subvert whole houses, teaching things which they ought not for filthy lucre's sake. Seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter therein, and they to whom it was first preached enter not in because of unbelief. For where a testament is, there must also of necessity be the death of the testator, for then must he often have suffered since the foundation of the world. But now, once in the end of the world, hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. But without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Obey them that have the rule over you, and submit yourselves. For they watch for your souls as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. For the time is come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? Knowing that shortly I must put off this my tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus Christ hath showed me. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him, to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John. After this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, Come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. And he said unto me, Thou must prophesy again before many peoples, and nations, and tongues, and kings. And if any man will hurt them, fire proceedeth out of their mouth, and devoureth their enemies. And if any man will hurt them, he must in this manner be killed. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. He that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. And there are seven kings. Five are fallen, and one is, and the other is not yet come. And when he cometh, he must continue a short space. Cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that he must be loosed a little season. And he said unto me, These sayings are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto his servants the things which must shortly be done.